This is John Jacob, abandoned fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Dira Sudis and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG, contains the pairing Brendan Urie John Walker, with additional tags for earworm. Brendan came into the front lounge, looking like he'd just had a revelation. John, he said. John. John looked up, and so did Spencer. They were sitting on the couch, pressed together for warmth, or so that they could argue without Ryan complaining about having to listen to them, or just because leaning on each other was comfier than leaning against anything else.
John, Brendan repeated. When you and Spencer get married, you have to hyphenate your name.
Spencer frowned. John got it a second faster. Oh, Brendan, do not even.
Because then you'll be Jonathan Jacob Walker Smith. His name is your name, too.
And by then it was too late. Nobody could avoid hearing Brendan sing it at full stage volume. Ryan yelled something unintelligible from the bunks, but nobody paid any attention.
John looked at Spencer.
That's it. We have to break up right now. I can't go through life as Jonathan Jacob Walker Smith.
He couldn't even help it. Now that Brendan had sung it at him, he pronounced his own name in that stupid cadence, emphasis falling on the wrong syllables. It didn't help that Brendan was still standing over them, humming.
You could just take my name, Spencer said helpfully. Then you'd be John Smith. That's kind of cool.
John wrinkled his nose.
Yeah, maybe if I was hiding out from the mob or something. You could...
Spencer wrinkled his nose right back, and even Brendan stopped humming to shake his head.
Wow. No, John said. Spencer Walker is just not an option at all, is it?
Spencer shook his head.
It's really not.
John looked up at Brendan again.
Well, there you go. We'll just have to break up. You've destroyed our epic romance. Happy?
The funny thing was that, just for a second, Brendan actually did look apologetic. Then he grinned and said, "Ha! My work here is done!" and disappeared back into the bunks. Ryan yelled something unintelligible as Brendan stormed through, but nobody paid any attention. John stared after Brendan for a second, then shrugged and settled himself against Spencer more comfortably.
All I'm saying is that if a person is really committed to flip-flops as a lifestyle choice, then it makes sense for them to wear flip-flops in places other people would not.
Spencer groaned, burying his face against John's shoulder as she shook his head.
Oh my god, John, no, flip-flops are not a valid lifestyle choice.
John caught up with Brendan later, cornering him in the back lounge, while Spencer and Ryan were up front making sandwiches.
Hey,
he said, in a perfectly normal, conversational voice.
You know, usually when two people are dating, one of them doesn't make helpful suggestions about how the other one should change his name when he marries one of their friends.
Brendan didn't look away from the TV, and his voice was casual, even as John curled up close to his side. Not as close as he'd been to Spencer, but still close.
Well, I thought we were being discreet.
John said, his hand settling on the nape of Brendan's neck. He hadn't been actually touching Spencer, just leaning on him.
Well, I thought that you knew I'm crazy about you, and you don't have to be jealous of Spencer and lose your mind in song form when I'm hanging out with him. So I guess we were both wrong.
Brendan opened his mouth to argue about the word jealous, and also about the idea that he had lost his mind in any form at all. But John's hands were both on his neck now, warm on Brendan's skin. John's thumbs dug into his shoulders a little, and Brendan found he didn't really have anything to say after all. His eyes closed, and his chin dropped a little bit as John kept touching him.
You want to get married someday?
John's hands tightened, and he quickly added,
I mean, I'm not proposing, not me necessarily, I'm just... Do you? Someday to somebody?
Brendan's eyes had popped open at John's first question, and now he stared steadily out the window. He said, like he hadn't already thought about whether the kids should be Yuri's or Walker's or Yuri Walker's or Walker Yuri's, and whether it would be better to raise them in Vegas or Chicago or somewhere even further from the church and his family than that, like maybe Tokyo or Antarctica. Brendan said.
Yeah, you know, someday. Somebody.
John said, in an agreeing kind of way. His hands slid up, curling gently around Brendan's throat.
Then you have about 30 seconds to sing me something that's not that stupid John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt song,
John whispered, starting to shake Brendan just a little.
Because it is still stuck in my head, and I am about to strangle you.
Brendan yelled something unintelligible from the back lounge, but nobody paid any attention. The end. Reader's notes.
Jonathan Jacob Walker Smith, his name is my name too. Whenever I go out, the people always shout, there goes Jonathan Jacob Walker Smith, da 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 da, Jonathan Jacob Walker Smith, his name is my name too. Whenever I go out, the people always shout, there goes Jonathan Jacob Walker Smith, da 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 da.
This podfic was recorded for Quintency because she makes me smile. Thank you for listening, and I'm sorry if this gets stuck in your head, only not really, because it's been stuck in mine for 3 days. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.